Blog Talk Radio.
So when we came across this and saw it being used in other societies, we said, why not us? Why not us bring it?
Hello, Blog Talk community. This is Prophet David Howard Jr. And I want to talk to you today about something that's going on right now, right as we speak, that was predicted in the Bible thousands of years ago. The King James Version of the Bible is the main Bible that people use nowadays. You know, the Bible of choice for me is the New American Standard Bible, but the King James Bible is the Bible that most people use nowadays. That Bible was written in 1611. In that Bible, it talked about this mark. And it says that this mark was similar to a number, and that number was 666. In our world today, we see a microchip that's being implanted in people's hands. It's being implanted in people's hands and in people's arms and some people in their heads. You ever notice that a couple people that you see nowadays, they have this lump in their head, right? I know I do. When I was in Texas, I was seeing people with this big lump on their head, on their forehead. And I'm like, okay. They don't seem to be sick. They don't seem like they can't remember anything. But then months later, they still had that same lump in their head. And I noticed that some of the people that had that lump in their head, like I would see them on a regular basis and their behavior would be quite suspicious. And now we see in the state of Wisconsin, and Sweden, and in other parts of the world, people being implanted with this chip. Now, we're going to go to the Bible, and I know some of y'all out there, you know, I'm not trying to disrespect your belief of choice. You have every right to be an atheist if you want to be an atheist. But just like I don't get mad, I used to, but I don't get mad anymore when somebody tells me they're an atheist because that's their prerogative. I get happy. Because the Most High God has revealed himself to me and showed himself to be the truth. I get happy over that because I haven't been the most circumspect human being in my 42 years of life. I had a troubled past myself. I did some questionable things myself. But yet and still, the Most High God gave me the opportunity to get it right, and I took that opportunity. And some of y'all don't know them like me and like others because you're too busy being stubborn. You're too busy arguing, getting mad anytime these type of topics come up. But if you're intelligent, just hear the other side. You don't have to agree with it, but you should research it for your own benefit, for the benefit of your kids. For you to say that this stuff is false, you should be making sure that it is. But I want to go to the scripture. And I tried to play the video, but I'm having audio difficulties right now. I tried to play the video. You go Channel 12 News, they talked about it. And if you're in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, or even if you're not, the video should be on YouTube. About how even here in the state of Wisconsin, and it's crazy because I just moved back here from Texas. It was some things in Texas that I didn't want to have, that I knew was going to happen, that I knew was going on, that I didn't want any part of. And I stumbled right into this. And I believe that it's the Most High's will for me to talk about this. But I want to start out by going to Revelation chapter 13. Revelation chapter 13. See, a lot of people, you know, when you read the book of Revelation, mainly chapter 21, in chapter 21, it talks about sorcery. It talks about all these things that's going to keep people out of the kingdom. And if you study the Bible like I do, you know that the Most High owes us nothing, but he's going to give great rewards to those who repent and to those who come back to him and to those who make their peace with him. And when it's all said and done, when judgment comes, the word mansions means moons. So we read in the Bible says, he said that in his house there are many mansions. That's talking about moons. That's talking about planets. See, in the bigger spectrum of things, in the Most High's determination of prosperity, having your own planet is prosperity. And the word mansion really means moons. So what he's going to do is he's going to literally give people their own planet. All them stars we see in the sky, those are possibly people's planets. I study many books according or that should be associated or even in the scripture. So I know what I'm talking about, just like people talking about there ain't no hell. All you got to do is study the galaxy, study the atmosphere, and you see several possibilities that could possibly be hell. Like when you read the Bible and it talks about outer darkness, black hole maybe. When you read the Bible and it talks about the lake of fire, we know the earth is 70% water, but it has a nucleus that's 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit plus. And the earth quakes. And if you paid attention in school, if you weren't trying to be impressed the girls and doing this and that, you know, you would know that if the earth had the completely, perfectly massive earthquake, then it would turn itself inside out, and those waters, that 70% water, would become 2,000 plus degrees Fahrenheit. And it would quake, it would burn everything in it to a crisp. So when I read my Bible, right, I see, wow, Revelation. When this time comes, he's going to take away the oxygen out of the planet. See, the only reason why he ain't judging the world now is because he has people in it that he has saved. But the world hates saved people, though. The world wants to kill saved people, though. I ain't talking about them fake phonies. I'm talking about the real ones, like me. And I'm not bragging, but I know myself, and I know I'm really saved. So in Revelation chapter 13, it says this. It says in verse 15, talking about this Antichrist, it was talking about these beasts. You can read the whole entire chapter, and I would advise you to read the whole entire book of Revelation. It says in verse 15, and he had the power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Hear his wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast. For it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. So we see Jared Kushner, one of Donald Trump's main spokespeople, and also his son-in-law, purchase a building in New York City, which is symbolically Babylon of our day. And the address is 666. Now, what is Jared Kushner doing in that building? He has a contract with Lucent. Lucent creates the microchip. Jared Kushner is the one behind, the mastermind behind the people receiving the microchip. And this guy pays $1.6 billion to get a building that has address of 666. And some of y'all walking around talking about you atheists. But you probably didn't even know who Jared Kushner is. You probably didn't even know where to find these scriptures that I'm reading. you probably didn't even know. He'll teach you if you're willing to learn. But now, you know, it ain't time for us to try to make a kingdom on this earth for ourselves. You should want good things. You should have good things. That's fine. But we need to get our futures in order. We need to make our peace with the Most High Creator. Because what's going to happen is, and I'm going to go to a couple, as many scriptures I can go to. Right now I want to go to something that was in Matthew. I'm going to go to something that was in Matthew chapter 25. This is talking about the end. This is the conclusion of it. And the Bible skips around. And if you know how to put the Bible together, you know what's the conclusion. And you know what is like not happened yet. So when the Messiah, who the Bible calls Jesus, that's not his real name, but we know who we're talking about here. When the Bible talks about some things that he said, I want to go to something that he said right here. He said in verse 29 in chapter 25 of the book of Matthew, "For unto everyone that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, when there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon his throne of glory." Talking about the end, y'all. "And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divided his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." See, he prepared the kingdom for us during the days of Adam and Eve. And what did Adam and Eve do? They wanted to know more. They wanted to see more. So they didn't take the kingdom that he prepared for them. So when they submitted to the serpent, that left them subject to the serpent. See, when the serpent, and y'all think is a snake, the word serpent means in shining ones. It means shiny ones. So basically, that don't necessarily say it was a snake. Those were fallen angels, ministering spirits, everything the Most High created, he created to be in the appearance of himself. So they had the appearance of men and women. But when they turned against him, they would never get forgiveness. So if we turn against him, if we remain in that state, that condition that they put Adam and Eve in, then we will never see his king. So basically he was saying, he was separating the sheep from the goats. And then if you read those, you can read those scriptures yourself. But if you read in verse 41 of that same chapter, he said, then it says, "Then shall he say unto all them, and unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepare for the devil," and it says his. And I'm not going to get into everything that I done found out about this devil. If you want to think it's a man, you can think it's a man. You know, you have a right to think whatever you want, but you need to study the buff, man. You need to look at pictures of the buff and tell me what you see. So he said that torment was not even prepared for man. It was prepared for the devil and his angels. But if you follow the devil and his angels, you follow the doctrine of devils, which is do whatever you want, then you have to go to his kingdom because you're subject unto him. And then looking at verse 46, "And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal." Now, you have to be declared righteous, because even after you get saved, you're still going to have moments where you're dealing with them evil spirits, when you're dealing with the fleshly tendencies, because we was born into this knowing good and evil. The Most High only created man once, and they know good and evil, so therefore, we know good and evil. But I want to go back to some stuff about this mark. You look at chapter 14 of Revelation, the book of Revelation. It says in verse 9, and the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast in his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angel and the presence of the holy one. And the smoke of their torment ascended up forever and ever. And they shall have no rest day nor night, who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Now let me explain something to you. See, what the mark is going to become is not that right now. They're just introducing it. And their excuse, their lie, their deception is, well, we're going to get rid of identity theft. We want to get rid of paper cash. Maybe that'll stop all these robberies and all these crimes that's being committed, right? That's what they're saying. But here's the end result. And I'm telling you, I'm not a prophet because I just chose a night one day sleeping that that's what I was going to be. After months and months, years and years, the Most High revealed to me that that's what he wanted me to do. And I didn't have to do it. I just did. But I want to show you what's going to happen. They're going to revive. They have the technology right now. They're going to make this microchip be able to control and know everything, every aspect of your body, your health, your mental state. And they're going to use this thing to control people who have it. And they're going to say that, well, it heals every disease. It heals HIV. It heals cancer. It heals this. Heals that. That's what they're going to say. Now, remember and understand this. There are people in this world that are not people, okay? Now, I know you don't turn this off. Don't think I'm getting weird because you don't know all of these things. Just look at it. Just look into it. You have groups of people. You have the Illuminati. You have reptilians, draconians. They're all connected to the fallen angels. The fallen angels had children whose spirits roam the earth. Those children can go in hell. They can go up. They can go down. They can find out what to do, come back, and the Most High allows them to do it because they haven't been judged yet. Now, why am I bringing this up? Because, see, when the Most High created Adam and Eve, with DNA, everything he did with Adam and Eve, those angels were there. They saw him do it. They tried to mimic what he did, and he didn't allow them to be completely successful, but they had some success. If you read the other books like the book of Enoch, E-N-O-C-H, you'll know what I'm talking about. You'll know what I'm talking about. So they know how to create life. They're just waiting to the appointed time because the Most High, I believe they still believe that they can beat him because remember, a person will think they can beat you in something if they know all of your moves. That's like if I was a chess player, like, I know how to play chess, but I'm not, like, real good. And you playing against somebody that know your moves, they sitting back watching you, so they know your moves. It wouldn't be nothing unusual for that person to believe that they can beat you. I believe they can beat him. And not only do they want to beat him, they want to take all of us away from him because they want to take all of us away from him because they think that they can win. And not only that, but they think it's our fault that they lost their kingdom. That's why they created the pyramids. The pyramids are right adjacent and right underneath the very throne of the Most High, the pyramids of Egypt. And when I saw the throne in the vision, it was a pyramid. It was a pyramid. I couldn't see the actual throne because the stairs, it had stairs leading up to it, and the light was too strong. And not only that, but when the doors opened, it was like being on a helicopter landing pad. It's like you have to brace yourself or you're going to go flying somewhere. So like in the vision, when I saw the throne, I had to brace myself. I had to cover my eyes up and try to brace myself so that I wouldn't go flying somewhere. So I didn't really get a chance to see. And see, some of y'all, you know, we don't want to go through nothing. And when y'all see people like me going through stuff, you'd be like, oh, he must have did something bad. But sometimes the Most High allows us to go through things to make us strong. To make us strong. And if you're thinking suicidal, you need to turn to the Most High and get strong. Because suicide is saying basically that I'm my own God, and when I die, ain't nothing going to happen. I created myself. That's what it's saying. Because it's a deception from the devil. It's a deception from darkness. And should nobody be thinking and talking like that, if you're thinking and talking like that, you need to find somebody that's going to straighten your butt out. Because life goes on. Life goes on. You leave the earthly body, you go into the spiritual realm until you get whatever the earthly body is that you're going to have first. And here's what's going to happen with this microchip. With the microchip, they're going to literally have the technology, because remember, I told you, they know what they're doing, to basically live forever. And the Most High is going to let them do it. He's going to be like, oh, okay, you think you God, huh? You think you the supreme one. You think you the Most High. You think you the high and lofty one. Okay. So when you read Revelation and talk about the fifth, when you read the fifth trumpet, fifth seal, the number five, the fifth one in the book of Revelation, it says that hell was open. And basically, everything that was there was released. So people are going to be seeing people that they knew in the past. People are going to be seeing people like Adolf Hitler, notorious people from the past, J. Edgar Hoover. And they're going to be like, wait a minute. Now, I believe that this Antichrist person is God. Because, see, the Bible talks about him being killed. And then it's going, before the very eyes of man, he's going to come back to life. And how are you going to do that? Because they got the technology to do it. Remember, those fallen angels, they still around. They just in chains until the end. When the end get ready to come, the Most High going to release them from that prison. Read the book of Revelation. And that's when the two prophets, who according to my research are Elijah and Enoch, in the book of Jasher said that Enoch never died, and the Bible says Elijah never died. And when you look at both of them, it's crazy. Both books were written at different times. But Enoch and Elijah, the same thing happened. The people saw them ascending up into the heaven. They never died. And it says that it's appointed to every man once to die, but after this, the judgment. So when you read the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 10, you talk about those two prophets, you see basically that they're going to be killed. And when you know how to put it together, it's like when you see that great voice, verse 12, Revelation 11, excuse me. It says that it's going to tell them, come up here. And they're going to ascend to heaven in a cloud. And then after that, that's when the final judgments are going to come. Now, for those of y'all know-it-alls, stubborn people, you got more stubborn people that raised you, that taught you not to believe in God. You seeing right now the very eyes of the Bible coming, the very pages of the Bible coming to life right in your face. What you going to do about that? You going to still be an atheist? The microchip, the mark. We have previews. We have social security numbers. You have to sign up for social secret. What is it called? Selective services, whatever it's called. Just to have a job, just to have a job, you have to sign up for this stuff. So what makes you think that when it's all said and done, that they're not going to force people to take this microchip or you can't work? In Sweden, they already doing it. Can't get a job. Like how they access for our ID and our Social Security card, they make copies of it. You know what they're going to do? They're going to ask you to scan your microchip. Well, I don't have one. I'm sorry, Mr. So-and-so, Mrs. So-and-so, but we're not going to be able to offer you the position because our company entails our company. You have to have the RFID chip or whatever clever name they're going to come up with to call it. So that's where we headed. Whether you're a believer or atheist, that's where we headed. That's where we headed. I did another blog talk yesterday. Live, life is for the Most High. Our lives are supposed to be Him. But what do people do? They take the life that He put in them and they do everything that they want to do. And then they think that they're going to come into His kingdom. That's like you trying to go to a party at somebody's house that you don't like, and they know you don't like them. And they know that all you're going to do is cause trouble. What is that person going to do? They ain't going to let you in their party. So what makes y'all think that the Most High is going to let you into His kingdom? You need to read about the 10 virgins. Do a Google search. 10 virgin scripture. And look what happened to them 5 that didn't have the oil in their lamps. Look what happened to them. See, some of y'all listen to these little fake preachers that don't even tell you the whole truth. And then you try to argue with the preachers that tell you the whole truth. You just want to go where everybody else go. Why would you go to a church that's not telling you the whole truth? Why would you give your money to a preacher just not telling you the whole truth? And you know what's crazy? Some of y'all is from the hood. People from the hood should be the hardest to deceive. Then you grow up, and now you go into churches that you know this dude is a crook. You know he ain't real, and you giving him money. You making him even richer. That's how people is, though. And with that, I'm going to close. I'd like to thank you for listening. Please continue to tune in. Subscribe to my blog talk, HTTP, Prophet Howard. And those of you who, you know, this that opens your eyes, help me do what I'm getting ready to do. We're going to have our own resources when this happens. But the only way I could get these resources is for people to help me. Everybody that's listening out there, if you could give $1 or more, you don't have to. I'm not forcing you to. Don't try to make it like because I asked you that I'm like these other guys. Just go to my GoFundMe page, Ministry Help for Prophet Howard. Put dashes in between all of them. Ministry-4-Help-Prophet-Howard. Thanks for listening.